Representative Brett Hague's bill, making it legal in Florida to ride bicycles built without seats, drew chuckles and then approval from a House committee last week. Hague and Senator Dennis Baxley want to clear the way for the elliptigo in the villages. Hague's bill will change a law that says cyclists must ride, quote, upon or astride a permanent and regular seat. If not, they can get a ticket starting at $15. But Hague says his constituents are riding elliptigos, which combine an elliptical machine like those in a gym and a bicycle, and elliptigos don't have seats. You don't see them often in the villages, and the Sumter County Sheriff's Office reports only one ticket for a seatless bike in the past 2 years. But the elliptigos could be coming. Mike Ruffalo, a brand ambassador in Naples, says more people are using them for low-impact outdoor exercise during the pandemic. He can't imagine it's an issue for law enforcement.
In fact, it's safer than a bicycle because you're in a standing position and much more visible to cars and traffic and pedestrians.
And pretty soon, riding them could be legal, too. Joe Burns, WMFE News.